Now, from the Star Reynolds Sports Desk, your 950 KJR Sports Headlines.
All right, kids, headlines on a beautiful Tuesday night. On Softy and Nick brought to you, of course, by our friends at VenueKings.com.
Just believe in and always being prepared. I believe in being prepared. I believe our football team is prepared.
What the hell, man? Oh, God. Husky basketball. Wow. Not good, dude. Oh, man. They are 0-2 after a 57-42 loss to UC Riverside. That's a Big West team, by the way. Huskies were out-rebounded 49-33. That means in the first two games, they're being out-rebounded almost 2-1. 99-52 in the first two games of the year. Huskies are 0-2 with Utah in Salt Lake on Thursday at 3.
The Ravens will now have both of their top two running backs, J.K. Dobbins and Mark Ingram, for tomorrow's game against the Steelers, but they can't fly with the rest of the team because they're still in COVID protocol.
Huh, that doesn't make any sense at all. Let's see. What else we got? NFL Giants will not have quarterback Daniel Jones this Sunday for the Seahawks game. They have, however, brought in Spider Joe Webb for a tryout, so they got that going for them.
Panthers have placed rookie defensive end Yetur Gross-Matos. Remember him?
I do.
He was supposed to be a Seahawk, right? On everybody's mock draft, he is now on the COVID list, and the Browns have claimed former Hawk safety Tedrick Thompson off waivers from the Chiefs. Good luck with that.
The college football playoff rankings have been released.
They try to make it basketball on grass.
UW 22nd, USC 20th, Oregon 23rd is your Pac-12 representation. Top four, Alabama, Notre Dame, Clemson, Ohio State, followed by Texas A&M, Florida, Cincinnati, and Georgia.
Colorado-Arizona hoops game scheduled for tomorrow canceled due to COVID testing and contact tracing, and the Pac-12 instituting a minimum of 7 scholarship players for a conference basketball team to be eligible to play.
Unless you can tell your coach what flavor chewing gum the opponent is chewing, then you can play with 5 guys like
that's
they
all
did
you need. When you're playing D like that, exactly. You only need 5.
Big game of college basketball right now. Number 8, Michigan State at number 6, Duke. 11:02 to go in the game. The Spartans lead the Blue Devils 54-43. All right, let's get to it. The Seahawk opponent audio recap right now.
Touchdown, Detroit Lions. Or did he fumble? Unbelievable.
You want to talk about ripping your heart out. He came after Carson Palmer, a breakdown in protection, and the Seahawks were on Palmer now.
This is the opponent audio recap.
Boy, that hurt. That sure did.
That one hurt.
The season can't end like that. He missed it left.
All right, so here we go. This is crazy because Jackson Feltz is down there at Lumen Field getting ready for the Sounders at FC Dallas pre-match show. So look who's here to sit in and play the Eagles perfect. Radio this Network, Mr. Eagle himself, Kevin Shaggy.
Taste it.
Actually told us, he said, hey, guys, I'd love to sit in there and get to listen to Merrill Reese and Mike Quick call this bad boy on 94 WIPP Radio in Philadelphia. If you're curious to know what it did sound like on the Eagle Radio Network in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, you're in luck. Here we go.
Meyer is one of the best kickers in the National Football League this year to kick off.
Yep. And it would certainly help the Eagles if they were able to move the football in this first possession and draw first blood on the scoreboard.
It is 3rd down and 5. Wentz again in the gun. He's back. He's looking. He fires. Diving reception incomplete.
Low to the outside, and you know it's one that we've seen Alshon Jeffrey catch him many times, but he does not hold on to this one.
That's just a bad pass. 3rd down and 5 for Seattle. Wilson back, looks, fires, complete, 1st down. This time he goes again to DK Metcalf running a slant, and he is just so accurate, Russell Wilson.
Yes, he is. That little slant, when that ball is in that position, is so hard to defend.
You know, I hate to say this early. We have about 10 and a half minutes remaining in the first quarter, but the Seahawks are making this look very easy. Very easy. Under center, Russell Wilson. Motion to the far side, David Moore. Moore at the 10, and that's where he'll end. Eagles stayed home and played that, and it was Rodney McLeod doing a good job of coming up and making the stop. There's another flag on the play.
Personal foul. Unnecessary roughness for 97. Defense.
How many times can this team shoot itself in the foot? Personal foul.
It's Malik Jackson that time.
That's the first time I said his name in weeks. It's 1st and goal at the 6. Welcome to Philadelphia, Seahawks. The Eagles are being very, very neighborly.
They've done a pretty nice job, and now it's fourth down. Big, big down.
Motion to the near side. Wilson gives it off inside, and it is stopped. He went again with an end around. The handoff went, and it went to Moore, and they stopped them again, and the Eagles hold on. It is third down and nine. Wentz is back. He's looking. He is going deep down the right sideline. Incomplete. He wanted Jalen Reagor, who went high, but he was well covered on the play. Griffin in coverage.
Carson does put this ball up in an area where at least the receiver has a chance to go up and try and make a play.
End the punt. Cameron Johnston, fourth down and two. Wilson back. He's looking. He starts to run. Eagles stop him again.
Great job.
They stop him again.
That's an outstanding job by Derek Barnett.
Mike and I both said, if you were here, we wish you were here at the stadium, and you would be rocking this place as the Eagles have stacked up Seattle twice on fourth down. But let's see if the offense can get it going. It is third down and 13. Wentz with Boston Scott in the slot to the near side of the field. Takes the snap. He's back. He's hit. And he is sacked back at the 25-yard line. Another terrible possession.
They just are unable to pick up the stunt.
And the busiest man out the punt, Cam Johnston. Wentz back in. It is second down and eight. Or third and eight. No, it's
third.
Anyhow, it's third and eight. Yeah, back goes Wentz again. He steps up, and he's sacked back at the 22. He took too much time as Jalen Reed comes in and puts him down.
Yeah, that's just a poor job by the offensive line.
MVP of the game so far, Cameron Johnston. He gets this one away. Wilson's back. Here comes the rush again. He's loading up. He's going deep for Metcalf, who has it, and he's down at the one. Metcalf had beaten Slay, and even with pressure in his face, Wilson lofted the football. Brandon Graham was in his face, and he threw it 52 yards into the waiting arms of Metcalf.
And eventually that is what's going to happen because he's so big, he's so fast, and he gets by you so quickly.
But look at that pass on second and goal. Wilson fires, and it is caught for a touchdown. Caught for a touchdown, and it is Moore, David Moore, on the far side of the end zone.
The game is matchups, and when you've got that big of a body against Avante Maddox, you're going to win a lot of those jump balls.
Extra point is spotted. It is up, and it is good. 10:56 remaining here in the second quarter. Timeout on the field with the score. Seahawks 7. The Eagles, no points, no first downs. On the Eagles radio network, it's going to be a third and two. They put it at the 28, and Jalen Hurts comes in. Now, Hurts comes out. I don't know.
They're not sure what to do.
They take a timeout. There is mass confusion.
So here's
they're
the confusion.
They're going in and coming out.
Jalen Hurts runs onto the field, but he forgets to switch helmets.
I wouldn't care if he ran out without a helmet. That's how desperate we are for a play that works.
Well, here's the thing. You can't have two guys on the field with communication devices.
I'm not sure we have two in the broadcast booth. Third down and two. He gives off and pushing forward and not getting the first down. Not getting the first down is Sanders, so it doesn't work.
It doesn't work.
DJ Reed is back to return the punt. The Eagles have not picked up a first down in this game. And just for the record, over the past three games, they are 2 for 26 on third down conversions. That's incredible. 7.5 minutes to go in the first half. I can't overestimate or emphasize the fact that the Eagles have not picked up a first down. Under center is Wilson. Gives it off to Hyde. Up the middle he goes. He takes it down to the 30, across the 30 to the 25 for an 8-yard gain on first down. And now you see the defense sag. They are sagging like a discouraged, disheartened defense.
Well, and it's going to happen at some point that Seattle starts to move the ball at some point.
It is second and goal from the 16. Wilson in the shotgun. He hands off inside, taking it inside the 5, to the 4, to the 3, and in for a touchdown goes Chris Carson. The Eagles just couldn't stop him. He just overpowered them. And so the Seahawks are about to be up 14-0. With 5:27 remaining here in the first half. Eagles still looking for a first down. Is that Is that unbelievable? Wentz back again. He steps up. He starts to run. He is across the 25, across the 30. He has a first down, and he's flattened at the 40. So Carson Wentz with a 21-yard run.
That's the biggest offensive play of the night. Carson Wentz deciding to keep it.
Hark, we have a first down.
I like it.
Wentz looking. He is firing, and it is
touchdown.
Complete for a touchdown to Dallas Goedert. He had Goddard over the middle for the touchdown.
I'm seeing some creativity that I really, really like.
Here is Jake Elliott for the extra point. Spotted, kicked up, and it is good. No good. No good. Are they they're waving it off. He missed it.
He missed it. Boy, oh boy. What's happening with Jake the Giant Killer?
First and 10 for the Seahawks, and Wilson takes the knee, and they will go to the locker rooms. There's the end of the first half with the score. Seattle 14, the Eagles 6.
Let me ask you a question. Would it totally stun you if at some point during the broadcast, Merrill Reese just started yelling, Cubs win! Cubs win! Cubs win! I mean, is that Will Ferrell doing Harry Carey, or totally. Is that Merrill Reese? Holy cow!
I thought you'd just say, throw his hands up and say, oh, to hell with it, nobody's listening.
Right. Ball 12. Halftime, the Seahawks lead 14-6. Hawks are outgaining the Eagles 194-74. Russell Wilson, 13 of 18, a buck 52. DK Metcalf, by the way, has 8 targets already and 7 catches and 118 yards in the first half. Carson Wentz, 7 of 17. For 30 of 14-6, that's half number one. Here's half number two.
Mike, they came out of the tunnel to begin this half with a lot of enthusiasm. They came roaring out, punching each other in the shoulder pads, and believe me, they care. But for most of the first half, the offense was asleep. Fortunately, they did wake up with a drive. It is third down and 10 at the 17. Slot to the far side. Wentz fakes. Wentz rolls. Wentz is hit. Sacked back at the 25.
Adams.
Yep, it is Jamal Adams hitting him again, and the field goal unit comes on. And perhaps Jake Elliott can atone for missing an extra point.
You have to know where Adams is. They're going to blitz him every time. He's the most disruptive guy on that defense. And again, they had no one there to pick up Adams.
All right, here is Jake Elliott with a 42-yard attempt. He is 10 for 14 on the season. Ball is spotted. The kick is away. It's got the distance, and it is good. First and 10, Seattle up at the 46. We've got 5 1/4 remaining in the third quarter. Eagles trail by 5 at 14-9.
Seattle having a little more success now running the football, and when they get this moving, they like to play action pass off of it.
Wilson into a long count. He fakes. He's back. He's looking up. He floats it. He's got Metcalf again at the Eagles 35. The football comes loose, but they're going to blow it dead. They're going to blow it dead. It was Metcalf on a crossing pattern, and he is 5 yards ahead of Slay. Slay is no match for Metcalf. No match. Now they blow the whistle, and let's see. Eagles take a timeout.
No, Eagles are going to challenge.
Yeah, they're going to challenge.
That was a fumbled ball, yeah. Or if it was a catch.
I think it's a catch.
I thought the ball was coming out before he actually hit the ground.
I don't. The review does nothing for the Eagles.
And now there's 9 catches for Metcalf for 146 on the night.
And the Eagles are down to their final timeout. We still have 4:19 remaining in the third quarter. That's not good. So it is Jason Myers in to attempt a 43-yard field goal. He is a perfect 12 for 12 on the season. Ball is spotted. The kick is away. And the kick is good. 2:06 remaining in the third quarter. And Seattle expands its lead. Third down and 7. Wentz again in the gun. Sanders to his left. Rager to the near side. Wentz takes the snap. He's back. He's looking. He fires. He's got Fulgham, who strains forward, but will be 2 yards short of a first down. And Doug Peterson has not sent in the punting team.
They're going to keep that offense on the field, Merrill, so you know what I'm going to say. It's crunch time. Enjoy the bold taste of crunch of Hers chips. That'll keep you reaching for more.
It is fourth down and 2. Let's see if I get it. Wentz, empty backfield. Wentz takes a low snap. He looks. He fires and it's knocked down at the line of scrimmage. He was looking to Richard Rodgers and it went right down at his feet. In the gun, this time is Wilson. He's back. He is going deep and it is caught down the far sideline by Metcalf. He's back, and he makes his presence felt.
He lines up in the slot, and I don't know if you can play coverage any tighter than Darius Slay is on him right here, but he's so big and he's so strong, he just rips the football away.
You know, the Eagles could have taken him. They took J.J. Arcega-Whiteside, who is the missing man, but they felt there was a medical reason not to take him. He broke his neck in his seventh game of his last year at Mississippi, and they felt there was a big risk. This will be a very short one, 34 yards for the, to this point, perfect Jason Myers. Ball is spotted, the kick is up, and the kick is good.
As soon as he hits the ball, he turns back the slap five to the holder. He knows it's perfect.
There's the timeout on the field with the score. Seattle 20, the Eagles 9. Eagles is 7 for 14 on third down conversions. Seattle on the season has been hit on 50% of the time. This is a third and 10 at the Seattle 21. Wentz in the gun. He's got Boston Scott to his right. Wentz swings it out to Scott. Down the sideline he goes. He cuts back inside, and he's within 2 yards of a first down. That's on the running ability of Boston Scott. Wagner makes the stop. Eagles are in the Deborah Hart and Lung Center red zone. It's going to be 4th and 4. They're going for it, Mike. Do you like this call? Now keep in mind, 9 minutes left in this game. They can make it an 8-point game if they just take the short field goal. Instead, they're going for it on 4th and 4. It's a gamble. They gambled earlier from midfield. Wentz in an empty backfield. Two tight ends. Wentz in the gun. He's back. He's looking. He fires. And it is intercepted in the end zone. It is intercepted in the end zone by Quandre Diggs.
And Carson's expecting one thing out of his target, Dallas Goedert. Dallas Goedert shows him something else to the inside. Interception.
Wentz is 20 for 36, 131 yards, a touchdown, and an INT. First and 10 at his own 12-yard line. Now you've got to be passing all the way. And I hate to say it with this much time left, but for this team, in a two-score deficit, it is four-down territory. Wentz is back. He's looking. Steps up. Too late. They've got him. They've sacked him. Back at the 35-yard line. He had sufficient time to throw it away, and he didn't. That was Mayowa.
And when he's going to throw the ball down the field, just go ahead and take the shot. You've got John Hightower out there. Just throw it out and see if he can run under it.
And not only that, you can throw it away to stop the clock. Wentz again in the gun. Third and 30. He's back. He swings it out. Picking it up is Boston Scott, and he's run out of bounds. Well, that doesn't get you very far. And now they are in a fourth down and Manioc. I mean, you've got to just heave the ball. They have got to get to Seattle's 44-yard line for a first down. So this is your basic fourth and 31.
How do you get back up that far?
Well, a sack doesn't help your cause. Eagles put three receivers out to the far side, Goddard to the near side. Back goes Wentz again. He's being chased. He is firing incomplete. He was firing that time for Rager. The ball was thrown high, and Rager could only jump up and touch it. That was it. And the Seahawks take over on downs. It's 20-9, and we'll see how cruel Pete Carroll wants to be. So here is a 39-yard field goal attempt. It's spotted, it's kicked, it's up. Guess what? It's good.
He's a perfect 15 or 15 on the season.
23-9 with 1:13 to go. To be honest with you, I don't think this is a lack of effort. I think this team is giving it everything they have, but the sad truth is they don't have enough.
No, they don't have nearly enough.
Back goes Wentz one more time. He is firing it high and into the end zone, and it is batted around and caught for a touchdown by Dallas Goedert. A Hail Mary, but the big but is 12 seconds left, so it's only cosmetic. Okay, Wentz in the gun one more time. There. And he gives it off, and running in for the 2 points is Miles Sanders.
They covered.
Eagles about to try an onside kick. And it is rolling downfield, and it is picked up by Seattle with 12 seconds to go. The Seahawks will sit on it one more time, and it's over. 23-17. looks like the Eagles were really close.
Yeah.
Within 6 points of tying it, 7 points of winning it. Believe me, the closeness of this game.
Offside, kicking team number 50. That five-yard penalty is administered at the dead ball spot. It will be first down.
Oh, it doesn't matter.
The game clock should read 11 seconds.
It doesn't matter. But the truth of the matter is, this game was not as close as the score would indicate.
Oh, that is hilarious. First of all, I love how pissed off he gets, how irritated he is. My favorite line from that whole deal on the DK Metcalf slant when he dropped the ball, when it hit the ground, and Mike Quick says, I think it hit the ground. I think it's a fumble. And Merrill Reese says, I don't think it is. And his reaction is, meh.
It's like, who cares? If
God,
it is, then it isn't.
That is funny. By the way, J.J. Arcega-Whiteside for the Eagles. You realize he was taken 7 spots before DK Metcalf in the draft?
Yep.
He's got 12 catches. DK's got 116. He's got 214 yards. DK's got 1,939. This guy's got 1 touchdown. DK's got 16. 7 spots later, man.
DK Metcalf has more receptions, yards, and touchdowns against the Eagles than Arcega-Whiteside has in his career in all games.
By the way, one quick note on Jason Myers. Maybe we should
save this.
Thank you. You should save this for Friday night for Stats Are for Losers, by the way.
Stats Are for Losers.
You remember that field goal that Jason Myers missed that would have won the Buccaneer game at home last year? The game that went to overtime, how pissed off we were? Yeah. I think since that miss, he's 26 for 26.
Doesn't matter.
I'm telling you, man, he's been money. This is terrible. Why am
Doesn't
I here?
Doesn't matter.
Fuck you. 6:22, the Saunders FC pre-match show.
Yes.
With Jackson Feltz is
Doesn't
coming next
matter.
On KJR.